The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Hello guys, it's me, Matsy James Broadbent. It's Monday, it's Bank Holiday Monday, it's time for a fucking another Matsy Monday. Whoa, whoa, I wish it was Sunday, fucking Sunday. Let's talk about lying. Do you know any liars? Are you a liar? Are you sure? You're not a liar, are you? You never lie. Only other people lie, but not you. Why is lying such a big deal to us? Why is lying so bad? Well, it matters because we need trust, right? Trust is one of the most important things a human can have in any relationship. But because we've evolved in groups, our strength, we've talked about this loads of times, is in the group, right? So it matters that we trust each other. If somebody lies and you know they're lying, that means you can no longer trust that person subconsciously. So it just erodes the relationship and it weakens the entire group, which matters, especially because we've evolved in groups, right? We've lived amongst others for millions of years. And it matters that we trust each other. So I kind of took a vow a while back, and I said to myself and people around me, I said, right, I'm never going to lie, no matter what. I'm not going to lie, which sounds like it makes me a liar. But when I say never going to lie, little things like if somebody asks me a really awkward question that I would normally not want to tell the answer to because it's quite private, for example, I'm just going to tell them. I'm not going to be evasive. I'm going to, like, if my daughter wants to ask me about something that's quite a personal thing, I'm just going to tell her. And it's up to her to be able to deal with the truth, right? This is a vow that I've made. And so far, it's pretty fun. In fact, it's got to a point where I'm actually enjoying just being really bluntly direct with people and witnessing how they react to things. It's pretty fun, you should try it. But even white lies, little white lies, like, I don't know, there's white lies all the time, like, you know, have you had too many calories today? No, probably I'm all right. No, you know, even little white lies that we tell, I'm not even going to do that. I might lie if it meant that I needed to save a life. Like if an axe murderer came running into my house and asked me where I keep my axe, I probably wouldn't tell him where it is, and that would be a lie. But I would only lie to probably save a life. But honestly, try it. It's really, really liberating. Short term, it can be quite painful, but long term, it builds trust amongst the people around you. Like, I've always considered myself quite an honest person anyway. But we all can be prone to telling little white lies every now and again. But just the fact that you can be so blunt and blatant with all the truths in the world that you're aware of, it prevents you from ever having to remember anything. And if you're thick like me, you don't actually... It saves you a lot of energy because I'm not good at remembering anything. So that's another good reason to stop lying. But mainly it just builds trust long term, and that's the main thing. You know, like I've already said, trust is one of the best things that we can have as a person. I mean, you would want to know if your breath stunk, right? You'd want to know if your ass genuinely did look really fat in that dress. You would want to know that. If you're going to make a bad decision, a genuinely bad decision, you would want to know, you would want someone to point out what you clearly aren't seeing. But often we refrain from telling people these kind of things because it is really uncomfortable for the person saying it. But it's kind of a gift you're giving them by letting them know. It's, yeah, I don't ever remember regretting doing anything truthfully. There's never any regrets that come from being truthful. And I'm sure you'll probably agree that there's a saying, the truth will set you free, and I believe it really does. There's two types of lies. There's a lie of commission, and there's a lie of omission. A lie of commission is more of a short-term lie, like there's more of a direct victim. It might be vindictive. You might tell something, someone, to be deceitful or deceiving so that you can get some kind of gain. That's a lie of commission. And on face value, they seem much worse. But lies of omission are much more long-term. And a lie of omission is more ignoring something which you know is not right. So just leaving something to just, you know, it's not my place to say, I better not get involved. You know, that kind of thing. And it might even be you that's kind of living your own little lie and not being truthful to yourself, really. But those are much more corrosive long-term, the lies of omission. But they seem so subtle in the moment that they're just easy to ignore. But it's good to know the difference between a lie of commission and a lie of omission, because it's lies of omission that can be much more corrosive long-term. There's a chapter in a book that I've recently just read called Don't Hide Things in the Fog. And he talks about how there's certain things in your life that you'll constantly overlook, that might irritate you daily. There might be something that irritates you daily. It might be something that your spouse does. It might be something that your kids do, or you do even, that you, for yourself. Don't hide things in the fog is, don't just leave the things that irritate you day after day after day. To just carry on, say something, put those little things right, because they eat away at your soul daily. By not addressing those little lies of omission, even if it's within you, you're lying to yourself, basically. And when you start taking action on these kinds of things, you know, not lying, blatantly never lying, being direct with the truth always. You know, not just letting things pass because you don't want to cause any offence to anyone else. These kind of things, the lies of omission, by deciding to take action on these things, you'll notice the stress in your life disappears. Honestly, and it's like I've already said, it starts to become fun just being clear and uncomfortable with what you mean. And then it becomes someone else's emotional baggage and not yours. Let them deal with it. Let them deal with the emotional baggage. It's not a burden for you anymore, because you've just gone, there you go, mate, I've said it. I've just told you you've got bad breath. That's up to you to sort it out, mate. I'm sorry, but it's just yours now. There you go. And then you start to become impeccable with your word, which is another book I've just read, The Four Agreements. But being impeccable with your word, people will start to trust you, and you start to attract better people. And I've already said it again a load of times, but the people who we're around, we become the average of the people we're around. So it's better to be around honest people. Honesty attracts more honesty. Have you noticed how you get these people who say, just live your truth. It's your truth. You be true to yourself. And I have a problem with those kind of people, because you're becoming comfortable with what you believe to be right. And what you believe to be right isn't actually always right. It isn't actually always the truth. You just believe it in that moment based upon the evidence that you've got. And the problem with living your truth, you become comfortable with your truth, and it stops you from discovering more truth in future, if I'm making any sense. By living your truth, it allows entropy to set in. Entropy is decay. Everything decays over time. Everything changes. Whereas if you pursue more and more and more truth and keep peeling back the onion, you're on a constant battle to keep peeling back the onion of truth all the time. You're always growing. You're always progressing. And if you just think you sat there in your comfortable little lie, what you think is the truth, but it's a comfortable little lie that you're just happy with, you've got bad news for you. You are actually decaying and moving backwards, and you just aren't aware of it. We lie to ourselves for comfort, basically. If the more we lie to ourselves, the more we attract other liars, and they're living their own little lies as well. Like, for example, flat earthers. We know that the earth isn't flat. They're living their truth, but someone's truth, your truth, not just flat earthers, anyone who's living a blatant lie or is acting and believing upon a blatant lie, that your truth is not the truth. The truth is factual. Your truth is subjective. And that matters, especially when it comes to trust. I think with things like flat earth and the conspiracies and stuff like this, people prioritise belonging to a certain group over truth, which is a big deal. People want to belong to something. This is why people join cults and stuff like that, because the feeling of belonging in a human is so powerful that they will sacrifice everything else just to belong to something. So, you know, we've got to just understand that this is the reality and this is the way people live. So, it's just about understanding, really, isn't it? So, basically, guys, the truth will set you free. Give it a try. Try not to lie once, no matter what someone says to you. No matter what, tell the absolute 100% truth. Even to your spouse, just be so blatantly direct with them and just see how they react and see how you start to feel, and I can guarantee you'll feel better. It's so liberating. Guys, thanks for watching. I love you. I'll see you later on. Bye.